Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, is commonly associated with increased levels of two hormones in the body, insulin and androgen, a male-type hormone. Women with PCOS are often experience issues with hormonal imbalances, metabolism, and as a result, weight gain or obesity. How serious is this, and is there a cure? We find out more next on Health Suites with Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Joining me on the phone to speak on PCOS and its weight-related problems is Melanie Anthony-Summy, nutrition team lead at Healthify Me Singapore. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, first of all, maybe you can explain to us what is polycystic ovary syndrome and what is the main cause?
Sure. PCOS is a hormonal disease mostly caused by an imbalance of the insulin and androgen hormones, which are male sex hormones that are usually present in women in small amounts, but not in this case, right? So it affects the ovaries. It causes malfunction, which leads to PCOS. And the most common symptoms of PCOS are irregular menstrual cycle, excess facial hair, acne, thinning of hair, and weight gain. There are actually four types of PCOS, right? Firstly, there are inflammatory PCOS, where a high level of inflammation can stimulate the ovaries to make too much of estrogen, which interferes with the ovulation, and it leads to irregular period. And we also have post-pill PCOS. This occurs in some women after they stop taking their oral contraceptive pill, also taken to manage PCOS symptoms in some cases. After coming off the pill, the ovaries become slightly haywire, and there will be a natural surge in androgen, right? And another one would be adrenal PCOS. So this occurs during a massive stressful period, and high level of cortisol and DHEA, which is a type of androgen, is released, which also disturbs the ovary function. And finally, the most common type of PCOS is the insulin-resistant PCOS, which usually affects around 70% of women. All right, so this insulin resistance is basically where there are higher level of insulin than normal in our body. Right, it is a hormone that transports glucose from your bloodstream into your cells, which can be used as energy. And so PCOS affects your body's secretion and the use of this insulin. So what happens is your cells become more resistant to the insulin signal, and this will prompt your pancreas to produce even more insulin. Right? And in this type of PCOS, you may struggle with your weight. Usually you hold up more weight around your abdomen. You have higher sugar craving as well as symptoms like fatigue. And the higher the level of insulin released, it also drives up androgen level, which causes PCOS.
All right. So from a medical point of view, probably something you couldn't speak on, but could you tell us what happens if it's left untreated?
All right. So if this is left untreated, PCOS can become a serious issue. And the most common problem associated with PCOS is infertility. Right? So PCOS hinders ovulation, and which makes it difficult to conceive. They are also more likely to develop type 2 diabetes, hyperpressure, some cardiovascular disease, and also uterine cancer. And also not forgetting psychological problems they might face. They might have some reduced quality of life, poor self-esteem, depression, which you will not be able to control.
Right, okay. Now, you've outlined several different kinds of PCOS or PCOS. Let's zoom in on the type that have insulin resistance, which means the body can't use insulin well and leads to weight gain and obesity. I mean, if you're talking about, you know, the issues of mental well-being, putting on weight, not being able to take it off would certainly stress a woman, wouldn't it?
Yes, definitely.
All right, so let's talk about obesity. Can, with these insulin levels, can it make PCOS worse?
So the insulin amount increases as the muscles are unable to absorb the excess glucose. This is due to poor diet management.
Right.
right? And this leads to excess insulin production, right? And when there's excess insulin production, that also excess glucose converted to extra fat in your liver, right? Which it leads to weight gain, right? So with this extra fat deposition on your muscles and organs, it impacts the insulin function, right? And it causes insulin resistance. So if there is more insulin produced by your pancreas, more androgen, and it also worsens the PCOS symptoms.
Okay, so let's talk about weight management and how it can help to treat PCOS.
Yeah, so definitely. So shedding just about 10% of your body weight, it can regulate your menstrual cycle back to normal, right? Weight management, it improves insulin sensitivity, it restores the normal function of the ovaries, and it will help to ovulate, right? The hormonal imbalances, insulin resistance, and inflammation, right, that makes it slightly challenging for women with PCOS to reduce weight. Too much of insulin promotes fat storage, right, mostly around the midsection. And this also explains why women with PCOS experience more hunger and craving, right? They end up eating more, right? But it is not impossible, right? It is not impossible to lose weight with PCOS. There are high chances to lose weight just as anyone else, right? In Happy Tummy, we do work with women with PCOS, and with proper guidance and with a lot of discipline, they can lose the excess weight. With just simple lifestyle changes, it is possible. Might take slightly longer, but possible.
All right. So could you give us some idea of what it is these ladies should be avoiding or maybe eating more?
So usually for women with PCOS, is usually prescribed with a diet, a low glycemic index food, right? Which means that the body digests food with low glycemic index more slowly, right? Which meaning that it does not cause insulin level to rise, right? Which means food that are higher in fiber, right? And also some diet with anti-inflammatory diet, for example, berries, fatty fish, like leafy greens, and even extra virgin olive oil, right? All this reduces inflammation related to PCOS. And of course, having enough protein, because protein helps to stabilize the blood sugar and it increases the feeling of fullness, right? It also reduces your hunger, right? It will also aid with weight loss by reducing craving. It helps to burn more calories and it manages your hunger hormone. So these are the main three types of diet they can actually comply to.
All right. Does it get worse as they get older? Is it worse when they're younger? You know, does age play a factor?
PCOS doesn't really disappear as women gets older. But if not managed well, symptoms of PCOS will worsen with age. They will be at increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes, which is why early detection and treatment of PCOS is very important. But there are also studies that found as women with PCOS gets older, testosterone level, right, naturally reduces as there are in any other woman, right? So reduced testosterone level, it also results in more menstrual regularity and possibly better ovulation.
All right. Could you give us some advice before I let you go, or even solutions for people who are suffering with PCOS to help manage their weight and prevent those future health complications?
Yeah, sure. So definitely an early detection is very crucial to avoid other serious health complications. If you do have PCOS-like symptoms, do get tested and get diagnosed by medical practitioners, because determining the type of PCOS you suffer from also determines the type of treatment that you will need, right? And do seek professional help on weight management, because there isn't one plan that fits all, right? Like in a healthy family diet and workout plans are personalized according to your health condition and treatment plan, and also catered according to your preference. Sustainable lifestyle changes are very important for a lifelong positive impact, and only then symptoms can be managed. And of course, having a support network, right, such as family and friends, will also help to make changes that you can maintain over time. And it will definitely benefit the health and immunity.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We've been speaking with Melanie Anthony-Sami, Nutrition Team Lead at Healthify Me Singapore, on how weight management can help people with PCOS regulate their insulin sensitivity to fight obesity and infertility. Melanie, thank you for the time and the information.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you for having me again. Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.